Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, it doesn't. And what you're actually seeing where the LTE indicator used to be at the top of Android and iOS devices, iPhones, you're starting to see the characters 5GE, but it's not really 5G. It's something else.
What is it?
Well, it's actually still LTE. AT&T, as do all the other carriers, have an advanced, faster form of LTE. And AT&T has chosen to rebrand it as 5G Evolution. That's what that E stands for. Their argument is that this essentially is a evolution towards 5GE, that their infrastructure, their wiring, some of their signals are the things they will use as part of 5GE when they eventually switch to it, and so they want to call this 5GE. The problem is it's confusing a lot of people.
Right. A lot of people thinking to themselves, I didn't realize that I had a phone that could take 5G, so I should be able to stream effortlessly and have no issues, and then when that doesn't happen, do they actually notice this?
Well, here's the thing. As I said, every other carrier has this.
So there are no phones out right now that can actually handle 5G?
There are one or two phones, I believe, that work on Verizon's network, and Verizon just lit up a mobile 5G network in a couple of cities last week. AT&T actually has a 5G network here in some places in Houston, but it's by invitation only, and there's only one kind of device that's kind of a mobile hotspot that will talk to it. Mere mortals can't access it here yet.
Is there going to be a backlash for this showing up on our phones saying 5G and it's not?
You know, it could be. And one of the people I quoted in my story in the Chronicle today says it's a reminder at the top of his phone to never trust AT&T. And I think if people think about that and they realize what's happened, certainly they're not going to be happy about it. You know, the nice thing is your phone is a lot faster than it used to be if you are able to get a connection to the advanced LTE from any carrier. So regardless, your phones are performing well, regardless of whether it says 5G or not.
Once we get 5G, is it really going to be that big of a change?
If the promises are kept, yes. There's a lot of hype about it right now. The biggest deal will be that there is little or no delay from the time you ask for information from the internet to the time it returns to you. Right now, you know, if you tap on a link or tap on something on your phone, there's a bit of a delay before it starts to flow. Although 5GE, yes, will be a lot faster, one of the biggest benefits is that information will flow instantly, and that will enable a whole bunch of new applications, including things like cars that talk to each other on the freeway to avoid accidents.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.